I'm Dave Middleton. Welcome to the fourth episode of Sunny at Dark. Well, episode is, makes it sound as if we're actually heading somewhere. In fact, all we're doing is chatting to you. But if you are listening in, welcome. Quite a lot to get through today, and a little bit of a serious one for you today, actually. But let's start with something that isn't very serious. It's some congratulations, actually, because reading the Western Mail a couple of days ago, and I came across this. Boy told he was stupid graduates. Aged just 15. Charlie Downing, in fact, has just got a first-class honours degree from the OU. It's actually not social sciences. He got it in maths and computing. But well done, Charlie. Charlie's going to graduate in June at the graduation ceremony in London. Sadly, not going to be at the graduation ceremony at the Millennium Centre in Cardiff in June, which is the one I'll be attending. But well done to Charlie Downing, 15 years old and already got a first-class honours degree. Where's he going to go from here? Now, today we want to talk about mental illness and mental health. Really serious issue, and not a lot of jokes to be had on this. I mean, it may surprise you to know that 40% of work-related illness in 2014 was actually work-related stress. That was 244,000 people in the UK in a single year affected by work-related stress. That's 11.3 million days lost. It's a serious issue. And you may think stress is something that happens to someone else. Let me assure you, it's not. It can happen to any of us. One in four people will experience some kind of mental health issue in any year. A recent Office for National Statistics report said that anxiety and depression, which are the biggest illnesses now in the UK, account for 19% of people aged 16 plus will experience anxiety or depression in a year. Now, the National Union of Students actually carried out its own survey in May 2013, and of their sample of 2,000 students, 20% reported having a mental health problem, and in 13% of those cases, they'd had suicidal thoughts. Mental health, it's a big issue, it's an important issue. Now, the Open University tries to do its best to support its students, and recently I was invited to attend a day-long seminar given by Emma Greenstein, a mental health advisor for the Open University. And after that seminar finished, I caught up with Emma, and this is what she told me. Okay, I've been joined by Emma Greenstein, who's just delivered a training session here in Wales on mental health, and you're a mental health advisor for the Open University. How long have you been doing that job?
Dave, hello. I've been doing this job for the last 4.5 years.
And in terms of mental health difficulties, how many students approximately do we think have mental health issues?
At the moment, 7,000 of our students have declared to the university that they have a mental health difficulty. But that's likely to be a huge underestimation, because many students won't have felt able when they register to declare and to disclose that they have a diagnosed mental health difficulty.
That is still a lot of people, isn't it?
It's a lot of people, yeah. It's a lot of people. People are living in, under a lot of pressure, I think, today. People are struggling.
And how equipped are we as a university to deal with these?
We are the number one university for disabled students, and that includes students with mental health difficulties, because we are so accessible. So we did some research some years ago and found that many students came to us from campus universities with mental health difficulties, because in the campus environment there were just too many barriers, particularly students with social phobias. It was just not possible for them to attend lectures every day and have to sit in seminar groups, but having the freedom to study from home at any time of day or night, much more accessible. So I think we are very well placed. We haven't got the same barriers that campus universities have for students.
And for any student who feels that they're having symptoms, how should they go about getting support?
Well, if they're worried about their mental health, their GP would be their first port of call. But if they're concerned that that difficulty is impacting on their studies, and if they feel that it would be good for their tutor to be aware of this so that we know what support to be put in place, then either speak to their tutor or speak to an advisor in their learner support service within the student support team.
It's probably true to say that many people think that mental health is something you just don't admit to in polite company. I mean, that must be a huge problem for students in particular, who can be incredibly isolated anyway as learners.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's changing. I'm really relieved to say that's changing. There have been all sorts of fantastic campaigns, such as the Time to Change campaign. They've run a series of excellent adverts, and I think their tagline is, it's time to talk, it's time to change, that we need to be breaking down those barriers, that we all have a mind, therefore we all have mental health. It may be good, it may be not so good at a period of time, but we can all experience low mood, we can all experience feelings of profound sadness and anxiety. So we need to break down those taboos and break away from that association between weakness and mental ill health.
But a mental illness can be just the same as any other illness, that you can have it be ill and then be well again.
Absolutely. For some people, they will have a condition that is short-lived and they will go on to make an absolute full recovery. Other students will be living with a lifetime condition, but there will be periods of time when they are very, very well indeed within themselves, and they develop strategies for managing distressing symptoms. They may be taking medication, they may be having therapy. So different things work for different students.
So what can students do to look after their mental health?
That's a really important question, and many people these days have heard of mindfulness practice, and there is a specific website now for students. It's called Mindfulness for Students. It's come out of Oxford, and there are fantastic resources there for students to download. There are some mindfulness practices and meditations that are particularly good in times of stress in the lead up to exams. So I would encourage all students to visit the Mindfulness for Students site. But I think it's about knowing yourself and pacing yourself and recognising what the trigger points can be for when you're feeling under pressure, and letting your friends and family know that you are undertaking some studying and a module or a degree, and that there will be times when that's going to add extra pressure. So you involve your support network outside of the Open University, and you delegate as much as possible. That's what I say to students. So, you know, involve family and friends and see if you can shed some of your responsibilities in the lead up to exams or assignments, so that you're not putting yourself under a huge amount of pressure. But, you know, really just having that conversation with other people. And the Open University Students Association have a number of forums where students can connect together. So it's about networking and reaching out and not being afraid to ask for help and not being afraid to say, I'm struggling at the moment, or I'm finding things rather tough, I could do with some support.
I mean, many students do tell me that they feel very isolated as distance learners. And
yes.
Building those communities is very important.
Absolutely crucial. As I say, the USA forums are excellent. I also know a number of students go onto Facebook, and there are Facebook sort of groups that spring up. It's not for everybody, but for some people it can break down that sense of isolation.
Now, as I said, we've just come from a seminar which you gave. It was absolutely super.
Thank you.
And I learnt a lot from that. But it was aimed at staff.
Yes.
Here. Now, how important is it that we have well-trained staff?
I think it's absolutely fundamental, particularly for associate lecturers. They are the human face of the Open University, and they want to do a good job. They just need to have the right resources and the right support and the right training to be able to do so. So there are online resources for ALs, associate lecturers, and they can attend staff development events face-to-face and also online, so that we can reach as many as possible. We've also got written publications for students, which tutors can access. And the best one that I would direct students to is called Studying and Staying Mentally Healthy. It's available online. And I think all students should read it, because we all need to look after our mental health, particularly when we're studying, because it can be very satisfying, but it can also be quite pressured at points.
That's fabulous. Thank you very much. And just to remind people again, what's that publication?
It's called Studying and Staying Mentally Healthy.
Well, that was Emma Greenstein, one of the Open University's mental health advisors, and she is doing a fantastic job, isn't she? Thank you very much, Emma, for talking to us. Right, well, that's it for this week. If you want to know about tutorials, you can check out our Facebook page, Social Sciences OU Wales. Thanks for listening. See you soon. Bye.